Life can be funny at times, and that's how I feel. This podcast is for the people who love to take a break from life and listen to another person who is trying to figure it out, just like you. My name is Oppy, and this is Real Talk with Oppy. Now, let's get real. Welcome to the Real Talk with Oppy podcast. I am your host, Oppy, and I am super duper excited to be talking to you in this new year because this is my first episode of the new year, and it is so exciting because I took a break. I took a long break, and I know I made a resolution last year to always release an episode at least once every week, but hear me out. There were lots of things that came up. I had to move out of where I was staying and move to another country for my education. And all that just took time. So right now, I'm no longer in Nigeria. I'm in the UK. And I am undertaking my master's. And it has been cool and it has been good so far. So yeah, that's that for that. I really am excited to be back podcasting. I have decided to take it seriously, just like I'm taking my Medium account seriously, and to just share what I'm learning in life as well as talk to you and just relax. And I guess I'm going to be having more episodes where I play music because now I have that feature where I can play music so from Spotify. So I am so excited about that, and I am going to be doing that. Anywho, so today let's get into today's topic. But first of all, let's talk about what I am enjoying. I've been enjoying matcha tea. I don't know what is in it, what is in matcha tea, but it's just amazing. It's nothing short of amazing. I have been enjoying it, and it has lots of health benefits. So I recommend matcha tea. Go and look for it and enjoy yourself with it. It's really nice. It tastes really good. Okay, let's get to today's topic. Valentine is coming, and I just think of this song, Valentine is coming. Where is your boyfriend? You are sitting I just remember that song. Oh my gosh. But yes, Valentine is coming and I am so excited about it. And no, it's not because I have a boyfriend. I don't have a boyfriend. But I do enjoy Valentine's Day because I don't know. I just enjoy it as a single girl, you know. So that's what this episode is all about. It's all about how I enjoy Valentine's Day as a single girl. So what I do is that I made a resolution to myself that I am not going to feel bad about Valentine's Day. I made a resolution to myself that I'm not going to look at other people celebrate Valentine's Day and wish that, oh my gosh, I wish it was me. Oh my gosh. No, I made a resolution that I'm going to enjoy Valentine's Day to the fullest. And it's all about love. So, and you can enjoy love in a myriad of ways. You can enjoy love in other ways, in many ways, other than just romantic. You can enjoy love between friends, between family. So I choose to see Valentine's Day as a day of love, a day to share love to my friends, my family, or to myself, especially myself. So what I usually do on Valentine's Day is that I budget money for Valentine's Day. I always budget. I always have my budget. And then I order for cupcakes and a drink for myself on the that will get delivered to me on Valentine's Day. So when I do all that, then on Valentine's Day, when it gets to me, I sit down, I wear the best outfit I can wear, and I put on a great movie, and I just sit down and I eat my cupcakes and drink my drink and enjoy myself watching a movie or reading a book or doing whatever I want to do. I've made that a resolution. When I was in school, when I was in uni for my undergraduate degree program, I remember doing a collaboration with two other girls that were single, and we got donuts and cupcakes with drinks, and it was a really nice thing. In fact, one of my friends that had a boyfriend who didn't buy anything from her, we had to give her out of our cupcakes so that she could have something to eat on Valentine's Day. So it's just all about making yourself happy, you know. You shouldn't dread the day or look at it as a way to compare yourself to other people, but it's just for you to relax and for you to just enjoy loving yourself, just enjoy loving other people. And that's how I spend Valentine's Day, and I really hope that this Valentine's Day that is coming up, you spend time with yourself, you love yourself, you budget and buy something for yourself and show yourself some love, because you need it and you deserve it. You deserve it and more. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to talk about this. I have a Medium article on this. I don't know if I'm going to release it before or after I post this, or after I post this podcast, but I just wanted to come in quickly and just say I'm back, and hopefully I keep posting every week. Let's hope that school doesn't make me forget to post every week. But I am so excited for what is going to be coming up on the podcast and on my Medium blog. I do have a Medium blog. You can check that out. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, bye. Thank you for listening to Real Talk with Alpi. I loved having a chat with you, and I would love to hear from you. You can follow me on all my social media platforms at Real Talk with Alpi and leave a comment. Until next time, bye. And remember, life is short, so why not live it well?